listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wake up, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? Later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give all the truth to me.
We are back, and we're going to go right to the scriptures again. TG pointed over to me on the break. The Lord pitched the tabernacle and not man. You see, that's the perfect tabernacle. The Lord pitched it. He picks out whatever trees he wants in the world. Whatever tree he wants to pick, he picks to make that booth. And it's going to be without a flesh body. You're going to go in without a flesh body. An inner man can only go in a celestial body. Okay. Verse 5, Hebrews 8, 5. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, said he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. You see, the law could not save people. Only the blood of Christ can. The shed blood that is in Jerusalem to this day can save people. Any more comments in Harry?
Well, Joe, I just wanted to say that when you engage yourself in blowing that trumpet, and that word blow, bring that back to the original language. It has to do with pitching the tent and driving the peg. And that trumpet is the making a clear, concise sound. And this has to do with the true word of God and making sure that that truth goes out. Then you are, you know, ultimately bringing people to his tabernacle, to dwell with him in his tabernacle. Because without that right. truth, you can't, you know, enter.
Yes. So the word blow is actually what, Teach?
It comes from the original Hebrew word, 8628, takah, and it means to slap the hands together, to clang an instrument, to drive a nail or a tent pin or a dart. To pitch a tent.
I think so.
And I think that is so interesting because you're talking about the booths.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, pitching a tent, dwelling. It has to do with dwelling. And a place for the Father to reside in. Well, we know
right.
that he only resides where there's truth.
Yes.
So once you take part in that, blowing the trumpet and letting people know what's happening towards the end of this age, then people won't be so scattered by what's going on in the world and politics and violence and things that are going on financially. Hidden dynasties converging on everyone and putting everybody under this stress. You know, if you had
right.
that opening of your mind and that spirit, you'd understand that these are the things that are happening coming towards the commencing of
yes.
the end of this age and the beginning of the next.
Yes. As the world goes deeper into the deception of this age, we have to dig deeper into the Word of God. This is the tabernacle,
yeah.
these words. These are heavenly words. These are not fleshly, earthly words, fleshly words. These are heavenly words brought down to this earth that your inner man can understand. Makes it feel good. Sometimes you don't know why this verse makes you feel good, but you feel good. You don't understand all of it in English. So when you start breaking it back to the Hebrew, you say, wow. I mean,
that's
to the
right.
Greek, you say, wow, the depth of this. See, we have the Father's with us. Just wants us to look a little deeper as to who he really is. Boy, I'll tell you, you can do that now. If you try now, this end times, CG, he'll really bless you, because there's very few
who can
see who he's all about. He will bless you richly, I'm telling you.
And, Joe, you learn so many things. Every time you study and you go over the words, even that word trumpet, shofar, from 7782 in the Hebrew, I noticed while I was looking at it, the Hebrew letters, resh, post, and skin. But you know the way you read the Hebrew is from, you read English from right to, no, from left to right, and Hebrew is from right to left. Well, right. If you notice that skin, kof, resh, skin, and tau, are the last four letters of the Hebrew alphabet, correct?
Yeah.
Sorry, help me with that. Kof, resh, skin, and tau. Those are the last four letters of the Hebrew alphabet?
Yep.
So, this word blow, he's about to tell us about this last trumpet, right before the day of the Lord. Well, those last three letters in the word blow, so far, skin, kof, and resh. The only thing that's missing is the last letter. And I find that interesting, because Christ said he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So right here is even denoting just in that word that it's leading up to the end. So when you study, if you study God's word and you do not use the original language, you're doing yourself a disservice. Because you're missing out on those small points in the Holy Spirit directing you to let you know that the Word is living. It's all built in. The truth is built in with the original language. That's all I wanted to say, Joe, on that.
Thank you so
but
much.
Very Steve. Interesting, because I'm learning. As we're studying, I'm learning new things.
Yeah. And the book is pregnant with meaning. I mean, you know, the idea is to keep us out of the deeper truths, the deeper words, the deeper understanding. That's the end time game of instead of Christ. Keep them out of that book. Don't give them time to study. Are you kidding me? But people find a way. The Father will make that way. If you approach him in the booth and tell him that.
Oh, if he warned us, and he said that man shall not live. Yeah, he said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Teach. Yeah. Harry, do you want to add to that, bud?
You guys said everything I would have said.
All right. Let's move along here. Let's see. Hebrews 13:10. One verse here. Hebrews 13:10 reads, "We have an altar or a cross, cross, whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle." That's our altar. "For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp." So, all right, let's move on. 2 Peter 1:13-14. "Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ had shown me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we make known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we're eyewitnesses of his majesty. You know, as you dig deeper, you'll see Jesus coming closer and closer. As you dig deep, especially in these end times, folks. Just keep digging. Just keep digging. Forget the world. Forget the world. Just keep digging. Do the things you have to do to live in this world, but keep digging. This is a good time.
Yeah, Joe.
Okay. Yeah.
That verse 13. Yes, I think it meet as long as I am in this tabernacle. That word tabernacle there, Paul is talking about the flesh body.
Right.
To stir you up by putting you in remembrance. All you got to do is study God's word, and it will bring to your remembrance the things we're talking about. The Father may give you deeper truths. Because it's all written here, and it's in our mind, but you got to study the book in order to bring it back to your remembrance.
Right. I meant to read that verse, I just missed it. But excellent point, Harry.
Yeah.
Let's shoot over to Revelation 13:6, one verse. 15:6.
But Joe,
and he opened his mouth. Yes, TG.
Joe, before you go there, right here in 1 Peter and 1 Peter 2.
Yeah.
If we read from 5 to 10, it will also give us a better understanding of that building. It might be a good idea to do that before moving over to Revelations.
Okay, let's see.
We're at 1 Peter 2. And matter of fact, I would read from 1 to 10.
1 Peter 2? Or 2 Peter?
1 Peter.
Is it 2?
1 Peter 2, chapter 1 through 10.
1 through 10. All right, let's read that. Verse 2 reads, verse 1, chapter 2, verse 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies, envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones or living stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which are be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, 1025, generation or race, a royal priesthood. Now this is all nations of the world. But see, to have eyes to see and ears to hear this message, the deeper truths, the third level. Hey, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Let's have a nice trip together. A royal priesthood and a holy nation, a particular people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. It's time that people of America realize that whether you came here by ship, boat, or for one reason or another, he wanted you here, and that's the same way it works with the people of the world that are in this many-membered body, in the inner man, spiritual man, the celestial man. He made that possible because he knows your inner thoughts and your inner mind. Remember, all these accusers out there, that's their game, the accuser, means Satan, the accuser of God's people. We forgive all of you. We forgive all of you because of the meeting that we had with our Father. We know what it's all about. Okay, now, E.G., thank you for that. All right, let's go over to Revelation 15, 5, and 6. Revelation 15, 5, and 6. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And the seventh angel came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, having their breasts girded with golden girdles. The tabernacle of the testimony in heaven. Celestial. Tabernacle. Tabernacling with the Father. You see the connection? That testimony is going to come out. You know, just a side trip here. People ask where the Ark of the Covenant is. That people all over the world searching for the Ark of the Covenant. Where's the Ark of the Covenant? Where's the Ark? I'll send out an exposition on this. I'm going to tell you right where it is. And the temple of God, this is over Revelation 11:19. Here's your answer. And the temple of God, save your money. And the temple of God was opened in heaven. And there was seen in his temple the Ark of the his testimony. His covenant. It would come right out of heaven. That's where it's stored right now. In that tabernacle. It's going to come out. Okay. In its own time. Revelation 21:3. I feel like a scripture lawyer here today. Jeez. Revelation 21:3. And I beheld a great voice of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The tabernacle, you have to meet him in the booth. That's why today's a very special day, folks. Passover is very special this year. And the Feast of Tabernacles is very special. Trumpets, atonement, forgiveness. We're going to be taking communion, clean the slate. This all happens in the booth. Okay. So let's go with Gospel of John chapter 7, verse 1, and then we'll do communion. So that's John chapter 7, verse 1. John chapter 7, verse 1. chapter 7, verse 1.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, so folks, we are back. And can somebody give me a time check?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan. TG just brought something, folks, to my attention. TG, could you
tell me that again? When you were in Revelation, you were talking about those dwelling in the booth or dwelling in the temple with the Father. And then I followed along with your study, and I think that our listening audience should know what the opposite of that is. And so okay. Revelation 14, beginning at around 8,
okay.
And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, the great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And then from here, Harry, as I was reading about this smoke and the torment outside the temple and apart from God, it brought me to Isaiah 34:10. And Isaiah 34:10 speaks specifically about the smoke that goes up forever and ever. But more importantly, is this 34, starting at 1, it's talking about that day of the Lord, that last day, that when you spoke of that blow the trumpet in Zion from Joel, chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you like to read that before we go to communion?
Yes, chapter 34, verse 1, please.
Yes, and maybe read down to 10.
Okay.
Would you like for me to read, or would you like to read?
Go ahead, you read.
Okay, 34:1. Come near, you nations, to hear, and hearken, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is therein, the world and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation of the Lord, all capitals, meaning that's the sacred name, YHVH, is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He hath utterly destroyed them. He hath delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. And all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down, as the leaf falls off from the vine, as a falling fig from the fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Idumea, and upon the people of my curse to judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, and the fat of kidneys of rams. For the Lord hath a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Idumea. And the unicorns, that's a mistranslation, that word unicorns, we would have to look that up later to see why that was added, shall come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls, and their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness, for it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. And the streams thereof shall be turned into pitch, and the dust thereof into brimstone, and the land thereof shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched day nor night, and the smoke thereof shall go up forever. From generation to generation it shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever. Well, Joe, if you want to make comments, Joe or Harry, on what specific time this is referring to.
Well, this is definitely up in verse 2, teach, the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations. This is the first time we've ever heard in the news reports of all nations of the world being joined together in a global peace system. Stock market's global. The economic system now is global. Transfers and currencies, it's all global now. The only thing they haven't got is an actual global currency, one currency to the whole world. That would cap the thing off. I even think they might have that in the works. So, you know, and they're arming to the teeth. All the countries of the world are arming to the teeth. We know this. They're building weapons like there's no tomorrow. No pun intended. You know, who are they fighting? Who are they fighting against? It's my question.
Well,
their army to fight against the Heavenly Father. That's not a smart thing to do. The world and all things that come forth of it. Here we are. Bible is true, folks. Bible is true.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, folks, we're back. And Harry, did you want to comment on... Isaiah 34, verse 1.
Our Father, He wants His children to serve Him. And I'm going to move back to chapter 33 on verse 22 and read that. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our King. He will save us. Now, did it say some political party? All of them are a bunch of priests out there. They bringing in their laws and everything. He said, it says God will save us. And that word, Lord, 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 is the sacred name, Yahweh.
Right.
The Yahweh will save us. And in that verse number, seven, word unicorn, TG, most cases
yeah.
is
yeah.
wild ox. It's
wild
most
ox,
cases
that's
is
it.
Wild ox. But I think here it may mean rhinoceros, you know, with the
okay.
With the horn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. It says re'imin in the Hebrew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Joe.
All right, Harry. All right, we're going to go over to Isaiah 53, And we're going to start the communion. And before we do, let's just close our eyes and go into that booth and talk to our Father and just ask him, Father, all of the transgressions I've done over the years, all the things that I've done, I repent for those, and I want our relationship to be white as the driven snow. And just please forgive us for the shortcomings. We're making the best effort we can to get it right. And thank you for doing what you've done. Oh, what a blessing you've been. And we thank you. So we can come back into the flesh now and read this report. Isaiah 53 reads, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not." Just a side note, I want to go back to Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 1. And this would be how Jesus celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles. Verse 1, "After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee. For he would not walk in jewelry." In the manuscripts it says Judea. "Because the Jews," or the Judeans, "sought to kill him. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples may also see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeth to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me is hated because I testify, and of it that the works thereof are evil. And those of us in the end time that testify, and will not compromise the new covenant, the New Testament, I believe that the same fate is going to be heading our way when we are delivered up for our testimony and bringing forth the true manuscripts and the true Jesus. Okay. Back over to Isaiah 53. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. We're going to do the anointing after the communion. We'll get your olive oil ready, and we'll do the anointing with the olive oil according to Exodus 27. Okay, let's turn over to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 26. Matthew 26, verse 26. "And as they were eating, Okay, and as they were eating, let me just get my wine and bread here. Okay, let's all do this in unison, folks. It's very important that we do this together. Okay, as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples. You know, the bread would be the word of God. The bread. Okay. He blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. So in unison, we're going to take the bread and put it in our mouths. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins, for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Father. Well, I'll take the cup in unison here. Your many-membered body, Father, your many-membered body. Thank you, Father, for gathering us from all corners of the earth here on this program. It's been a nice meeting, Father. I feel as though I've known everyone listening to this program for a long time. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Okay. Verse 30 says, and when they had sung in hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. I believe that hymn was Psalm 115, if anybody wants to look at that later. Okay, any comments so far, T.J. and Harry?
Not right now, Joe, on my part.
Okay, I want to go over to, now you can take this communion in proxy for anyone that you know that needs communion with the Father, and just take it for them, and just let the words that we've discussed take to their work, and the Father will make a way. He'll find a way. He always does. We want to mention Tony from Connecticut. Father, we want to take care of our good friend in Connecticut. And through our Father. And we thank you for him. Okay, so... let's see. Let's go over to Exodus chapter 27. Exodus chapter 27. And now olive oil, which is the, you know, when you want to extract olive oil from a ripe olive, what you do is you bruise it. You give it a bruising, and then you squeeze the olive, that first oil, that first few beads of oil that come out. The best, purest olive oil. And it's the first cold press, and it's very, very good for you. Now the Father uses that, and he says, anoint all your people and your children and your leaders and everyone with it. So let's read it from Exodus chapter 27:20. And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always in the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil. See, Jesus, when he was when he rose from the dead, he rent the veil of the temple, tabernacle, so that he could go in. Very important. And we'd have access to that. Not in flesh bodies. Let's see. From here we want to go to Leviticus. Let me see. Well, I had another passage that I want to go to, but I've just got any comment from E.G. or Harry so far?
No, Joe. Like, I'm looking at the time, and it looks like we have approximately 10 minutes till close. I would suggest that maybe we go back to Isaiah and close with Isaiah 35.
Excellent.
It has to do with the highway of the Lord.
Okay, so that's Isaiah 35. Okay, I just want to make a comment on that chapter overall before we start. It's important to help those that are weak, and those that follow Antichrist, be gentle with them, and kind and patient. All right. You want to read from one, Teej?
No, Joe, if you don't mind, because I don't want to be muddled. So I would read from Isaiah 34, the last two verses, and then go straight into 35 from there.
Isaiah 34:16. Seek ye out the book of the Lord and read. Seek ye out the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate, for my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. And he hath cast the lot for them, and his hand hath divided it unto them by line. They shall possess it forever, and generation to generation shall they dwell therein. Chapter 35, verse 1. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice, and the blossom as a rose, and blossom as a rose in the desert. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, and the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters, people, break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, they shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. Want to know how you get there? It's the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not hear therein. You got a new body. The millennium, folks, is in a new body, not in a flesh body. So if people try to bring this millennium in, Ezekiel 44 and other places, while you're still in a flesh body, move on. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up therein. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. You know, when Jesus is ready, he's going to take the 10 lost tribes of Israel. He's going to kiss the bride on the mouth and wake her up, Sleeping Beauty. And he, all those that joined on with Israel, through Israel, under Jesus Christ, will return to the great city in that day. Until then, tell your Christian brothers and sisters, you've got to make a return. The return is coming. We're going to be crossing over Jordan again. So until the 10 lost tribes, 12 tribes of Israel, gather together under the banner of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, so he gathers them all together, and all those that joined on, there will be a return to that city. TG and Harry, any comment, folks, before we wrap up?
I like that verse 5 and 6. Then the ears of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. Remember earlier in the program, I was saying that the word is already in your head. You just got to study it to bring it forth. Right, those two verses right there is when this does happen, they are going to be happy to hear the truth.
Yes.
More than happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're talking about the booth that we live in, that's also a booth, this flesh body, a booth. And that word booth is a sukkup. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the sukkut. This flesh body is a sukkut, a booth that you're living in. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Teach them about the three earth ages. Teach them about the Kenites. Teach them about God's chosen election as he had known the earth. You bring this stuff forth. Even though it's written, they will not want to hear it, but tell them anyway. The blood is off of your hand if they take the quick trip to hell. Because I was telling the guys the other day that we're here to make up our mind who we're going to serve, God or Satan. And I say, when he has that white throne judgment and Satan goes into the pit, anybody else that want to go with him, they're going with him. That's how he's going to get rid of the garbage. You know, he wanted to hit me because
I use the word garbage. That's what it is. You're going to get rid of the garbage.
Yep. Yep, no dead wood going over into the eternity. No. Yep. PG, you want to wrap up, hon?
Yes, what I find interesting is chapter 34, 9 through 16, for those of you blessed with the Companion Bible by E.W. Bullinger. On the side note, he states that the land of Edom referred to in 34, 9 through 16, that while Edom becomes a waste, the land becomes a paradise in the way of the return, a peaceful highway. And it also states that the people rejoice because the noisome creatures, which were evidences of the vengeance from 34:8, disappear. The wilderness is glad for the removal of the Edomites, of which the presence of the wild creatures were there. We can refer that back to Revelations, I believe. And those, the evidence of the wild creatures was the token in the presence of the wrath being on the land. So in contrast, the side note also talks about the different miracles that are happening here and states that the description of this chapter leaves little to be interpreted. It requires only to be believed. No amount of spiritual blessing through the preaching of the gospel can produce these physical miracles. And it states that when Messiah came, these miracles, not miracles, qua miracles, were the evidence that he had indeed come to save his people from Matthew 11, 1 through 6, but they rejected him. Hence this, with other similar prophecies, are in abeyance. John based his own claims on Isaiah 43, while the Lord based his claims on this chapter, 35, 5 and 6. Which states, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart and the tongue of the dumb sing. So that, Joe, goes back to that new covenant.
Yes.
And
excellent teach.
The people receiving the word and having that in their heart and in their minds, not needing any man to preach it to them, but having it already, like Harry just stated.
Yes.
I really enjoyed that study. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, TG and Harry. You've been a blessing here, and thank you so much. I'm sure the audience...
You're more than welcome, and say hi to Rick for me.
We will, Rick, and we'd like to say thank you to Rick Adams. He's allowed us these 2 hours, and we really thank him for it, and may the Father bless him, touch him, and bless him. And that's it, folks, for now. Keep your seatbelt fastened for the next year. So we'll stay in those scriptures, and it'll be very warm and comforting through the whole thing. And we're going to wrap it up for now, and that's it. Carry on, over and out. Onward, Christian soldiers.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening.